Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is Decorate and Beautify. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday to Friday I bring you English to wake up your language learning skills. Decorate and Beautify. The other day, when I went to lunch with my mum, I noticed that the restaurant was decorated in an autumn theme. It was beautifully done. The owner, or someone who works in that restaurant, must have gone to the local arts and crafts store to get the supplies. I love that place. There you will find all the bits and pieces you need to create beautiful projects for your house. The items are all expertly made and imported mainly from China and Taiwan. There are artificial flowers, fruits, and feathers. Of course, there are all kinds of strings of lights that you can hang up or wrap around something else to make a focal point. Candles, wooden boxes of about 10 sizes, artificial birds and their nests and eggs, metal ornaments and stands, and all kinds of glass beads, paints, frames, and materials are available. It's a creator's paradise. The nice thing is, there are examples throughout the store of the different projects you can make using items from the shop. All you need to do is take a few minutes to look at the finished project, make a mental list of the supplies you need, buy them, of course, and then put them together. Voila! A finished project. Most shops and restaurants at this time of year have something pretty that reflects the season. It's the pattern of things. After Thanksgiving, the autumn themes will be taken down and Christmas decorations will go up. Until then, it's my turn to have a look in my storage boxes for the arts and crafts items that I have collected over the years, and to turn them into something pretty for my entryway. Candles look wonderful in the middle of these crafty arrangements. As yet, I can't use real candles because my two youngest children would be tempted to touch them. There are, however, some tiny artificial candles called tea lights that I can use to add a comforting glow to whatever arrangement I make. And guess what? I'm out of them, so I need to make a trip to the arts and crafts store to buy some more and perhaps a few more bits and pieces. Grammar notes. Useful expressions. Bits and pieces. Can you tidy up your room and put things away? There are bits and pieces all over the floor. Can you tidy up your room and put things away? There are bits and pieces all over the floor. Guess what? He took me to a wonderful restaurant. And guess what? He proposed. He took me to a wonderful restaurant and guess what? He proposed. Artificial flowers. You don't need to water those flowers. They are artificial. You don't need to water those flowers. They're artificial. To be out of something. We're out of groceries. Let's make a list and go to the supermarket. We're out of groceries. Let's make a list and go to the supermarket. Well, that's it for today. Thanks again for listening. I do appreciate it. Let me know any questions or comments that you have by emailing me at acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com. And I promise to email you back. And if you're interested in purchasing the app, it's in iTunes, and that way you can have convenient, immediate access on your iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad to these podcasts. Thanks again. Until next time. Bye-bye.